the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of the ground below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show.
The Madisonville Church of Christ, located at 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, invites you to join them for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? A program of biblical questions and answers presented each week at this time. And now, your host and preacher for the Madisonville Church of Christ, Russell Klein.
Hello there. My name is Russell Klein, and this is What Does the Bible Say? A program of biblical questions and answers brought to you by the good folks at the Madisonville Church of Christ. Welcome to our broadcast, and I hope that you'll enjoy the time that you spend here with us as we seek the answers to your questions about God's holy word. Before I get into the question that I want to deal with today, I would like to take advantage of this opportunity to encourage everyone to write down your questions about the Bible and send them to us here at What Does the Bible Say? So that we can have a chance to go over them and seek the answers to them together. If you like, you can write down whatever questions or comments you have and mail them to us here at What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, which is located at 1035 North Main Street in Madisonville, Kentucky. The zip code here is 42431. If you like, you can call us up and leave us a message with whatever questions or comments you may have at area code 270-821-3544. Or if you would prefer to send an email with whatever questions you may have, just go to our church website. The address is www.madisonvillechurchofchrist.com. .org. Those are all lowercase letters with no spaces or dashes between the words. Once you've gotten to our homepage, click on the link that says Contact Us, and then from there, you'll be able to send me an email message with whatever questions or comments you might have. I hope that I will hear from you very soon. Folks out there in our listening audience, you always have such kind and supportive things to say to us, and we all appreciate you very, very much. So even if you've never written to us before, take the time to contact us today and let us know what's on your mind with regard to the Word of God. Now, let's have a look at the question for the day. There's been a lot of talk in the news lately about the death of Charlie Kirk, as well as other murders that have taken place in our country. Senseless acts of violence. And for the most part, it seems that in situations like these, what people want to know, the question that they ask most often, is why? Why do these things have to happen? Why do bad things happen to innocent people who haven't done anything to deserve what has come to them in life? Well, that is a very big and important philosophical question. It's so important that there are some who claim that it's proof that God doesn't exist. That if God existed, he wouldn't allow bad things to happen to good people. Well, what about that? Is it possible for us to know why bad things happen to people? And what if nothing bad ever happened to any of us here on the earth? That's what I want to talk to you about in the answer that I'm giving in today's program. There are many reasons why people suffer, whether it be suffering the loss of a loved one, or suffering a great financial loss, or suffering the loss of one's health and well-being. That's something that is common in the human condition. If we live long enough, we will all experience suffering in one way or another. But why does suffering come into our lives? Why do these things happen to us? I've discovered three reasons that seem to explain most of the time why people suffer. The first one is this. Sometimes people suffer because of the things that they themselves have done. If a person becomes addicted to drugs or alcohol, there will be consequences that one shall reap from those activities. Ill health in the future. Maybe a person who drinks and gets behind the wheel of a car might end up hurting or even killing some innocent person. And then they have to live with the consequences of that for the rest of their lives. You know, we don't always make good decisions. And many times when we choose sin, we are choosing our own self-destruction. There are consequences that come with every action that we take. If we don't consider those consequences, if we don't allow those things to give us pause, well, we could end up suffering greatly and for the rest of our lives because of one or two bad decisions that we might make in our youth. Now, a second reason why people suffer is that sometimes people suffer because of sins committed by others. Sometimes the sins that we commit have an impact on other people. I used the example earlier of a person getting drunk and then getting behind the wheel of a car and maybe having an accident and causing an innocent person to be hurt. That innocent person, they're not suffering because of anything that they did. They're suffering because of what someone else did, because of someone else's decision to get behind the wheel of a car and drive when they were in no condition to do so. That drunk driver, they might have to spend years of their lives in jail because of what they did. And that innocent person who was hurt or killed might never be able to get back what they have lost as a result of someone else's actions. You know, it wasn't that long ago when on the news there was video of a young woman who was murdered on a train while riding home from work one evening. She didn't know the man who killed her. He didn't know her. He just stood up from behind her and stabbed her and then walked away. Senseless things like that leave us reeling. We want to know why. Well, sometimes it's because of what someone else has done. It's because of the evil actions of others that we are made to suffer. And then the third reason why people sometimes suffer is, well, kind of hard to define. You see, sometimes people suffer and no one is to blame. Sometimes people suffer, and it's not their fault. It's not somebody else's fault. It just happens. When people suffer because of natural disasters like earthquakes and tornadoes and floods, when people suffer because of disease, because of famine, or some other kind of natural cause, they didn't do anything to deserve that. No one else did it to bring that upon them, and yet it happens. Because, as I said before, suffering is part of the human experience. Suffering is a natural part of life. What if God made it so that no one ever suffers? Nothing bad ever happens to any of us. I think there are many people that wish that life was like that. I think that there are many people who try to make it so that life is like that. But it's just not realistic. You see, God made us, and He made the world to be the perfect place for us to live and move and have our being. God has made heaven as a place prepared for us, so that when our time on earth is done, we may have something to look forward to that is far better than life in this world. If nothing bad ever happened to us, would any of us want to go to heaven? Why would we? You see, heaven is a place where there are none of the things that can make life in this world miserable. And that's why I want to go. I want to be in heaven when my time on earth is done, because I've experienced suffering, the loss of people that I love, the loss of my health, other setbacks. And I don't want to live forever in this world. Make no mistake, I want to live for as long as I can. I want to live and try to make a difference in other people's lives. But when my time on earth is over, I am looking forward to going to heaven, where I won't have to suffer the consequences of sin. I won't have to suffer because of sins committed by other people. And I won't have to endure any of the natural causes of suffering that exist in this world. If you don't quite understand what I'm talking about today, I hope that you'll take the time to reach out and contact me and let me know. I would love to be able to talk to you about these things. The number, once again, is 270-821-3544. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. And if you would be interested in talking to me face to face, I would love to have the opportunity to sit down and talk with you. So why not get in touch? Why not reach out today? I'm afraid that's all we've got time for. Thank you for tuning in, and please tune in again next week for another edition of What Does the Bible Say?
Questions and comments to be answered on What Does the Bible Say should be sent to What Does the Bible Say in care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, 42431. Or you may call the church directly at 821-3544. You are invited to attend the services of the Madisonville Church of Christ, Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with worship following at 10:30, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. We hope that this morning's program has been informative and uplifting to you. Tune in next week for more questions and answers on What Does the Bible Say?